Lord Jesus, send your Advent light upon us this morning. Open to us your word and open your precious word to us. Because we ask it in the name of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Advent. The word, of course, means coming. And from its earliest days, the Christian church has used this time as a time of preparation, of getting everything ready on one level for the celebration of Christ's birth in Bethlehem, but on another level entirely for that glorious day when our Lord comes again. I don't know if you tend to notice these things, but in churches that observe liturgical colours, that includes us, today is different. From today, our colours, the colour there in front of the Lord's table, the colour here in the pulpit, has changed from green to purple. And if you know your stuff, you'll know that purple is not just used during Advent, but it's used on two other occasions as well. It's used during Lent as we prepare to face Easter. But it's typically used as well in church following the death of a loved one. So whenever we see purple at a funeral, through Lent and at Advent, it isn't necessarily meant to be a time of celebration or joy. But it is important. It is healthy and it can be helpful. For the world around us, I guess, Advent is more purposefully observed. It is the time when we switch the Christmas lights on and the thoughts of many turn towards Christmas presents. For weeks now, my wee daughter has been saying every day, "Daddy, how long before I can open a window on my calendar?" But not all preparation is good, is it? In the Philadelphia of the 1960s, the day after Thanksgiving was absolutely chaotic. Crowds of people filled the streets. You couldn't move in the shops. Everywhere, traffic had come to gridlock. During those awful days, crime and disorder also showed a marked increase. It was because of that that the police in Philadelphia began to refer to that day as Black Friday. Much more recently, struggling shops and businesses have been quick to pick up on that name as a point in time when, by progressively, with force, marketing their goods or services, and by offering silly discounts, they can turn their fortunes around and get out of the red and into the black. Black Friday. In 2003, that day passed every other day, including the Saturday before Christmas, to become the busiest shopping day of the year. That was in the USA, Black Friday. Growth in trade, generous discount. Everyone is a winner then. But of course they're not, are they? Across the United States, Black Friday has become not just the busiest shopping day of the year, but the busiest day of the year for crime as well, for shooting and for violence. Black Friday. I couldn't help wondering then, when the adverts came on TV on Thursday nights, did you see them advertising Black Friday by Walmart at Asda, beginning at 8 a.m. on Friday morning? I couldn't help but wonder whether that was quite such a good thing. Were you there? I gather half of Strabane was. Apparently, right across the province, there were hundreds, maybe thousands of people queuing outside their local Asda store from the wee small hours of the morning. New staff were recruited, though these weren't sales staff. These were security. People to stop customers beating one another up or stamping on one another to get to the limited number of discounted items first, or to ensure that goods were paid for and not simply lifted. Just one of many accounts of trouble breaking out inside or outside stores in Northern Ireland came from the Westgate Shopping Centre in Belfast, where one woman had her arm broken in the stampede to buy a TV. Is that what we really want? Is that the way to prepare for anything? Christmas surely is the most extraordinary time. It should be a time of joy and expectations. For Christians especially, this should be a time of looking forwards. But what have we done? What have we allowed it to become? A time of greed and selfishness. A time when we will go to any length to get what we want. Christians, of course, often prepare for Easter during Lent by giving up or by going without something, often something that perhaps is not all that good for them anyway. For some that means alcohol, for others perhaps chocolate. Ladies perhaps diet at this time of year so that when Christmas comes they'll be able to get into that special dress or outfit. Food or drink aside, this, like Lent, is a time that is meant to be about penitence, about saying a genuine sorry for where we have fallen short and making an earnest attempt to change before ever it becomes too late. Matthew 24 and verse 42, Jesus says this, "Keep awake, keep awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming." He talks about the people in the time of Noah and the owner of a house that has been targeted by the burglars. St. Paul, in that other reading we had a few moments ago, says this, "Now is the moment for you to wake from sleep. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light." Let us lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. The flood, the burgled house, the greed and selfishness, the violence of Black Friday. Really, is that any way to begin our Advent? Is it any way to prepare for the coming of the King? So, Advent, what does it mean for you? How do you like to spend your Advent? It's easy, isn't it, to slip into familiar patterns or to inadvertently accept the way of the world. It's easy to do nothing and just let things go on. Jesus talked about the owner of the house staying awake so as not to allow the house to be broken into and everything that belonged to the owner being plundered. Doing nothing for the owner of the house is not an option. If you want to keep burglars out, you have to be proactive. You have to be prepared to do something before the worst happens. In our society, but not just in our society, in the church as well, we run a real risk of losing everything while the ways of the world simply and silently creep in. And the things that we value and hold dear are utterly taken away and sold down the river. Here is a place where people should still be able to come in search of Jesus. Here is a place where people of every age and of every tradition should find warmth and love and generosity. Not be scowled at or rejected because they are different or they don't conform. Here is a place, perhaps the only place, where people should be guaranteed to feel the presence and love of God Himself, not the hatred and condemnation of others. Here, people should hear and be encouraged that they are forgiven, at accepted and most welcome. Not fear what lies and half-truths will be spread round the village about them. Have we been burgled? Or are we at risk? You see, we need to stay awake. We need to be prepared, not just for the coming of our Lord, but for those who would distract us. So what about you? What about your Advent? There is still time. Will you stay awake with me? Let us together be better prepared for Jesus.